Jeremiah 29:11, this is Amplified Bible. Jeremiah 29:11 says, See, the Lord already knows. Look what he said. For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you. He didn't say, I'm thinking about it. I'm wondering, what can I do for you? No, he didn't say that. He said, I know the plan and thoughts that I have for you. I know them. Then he went on to say, says the Lord, plans of what? Come on. Plans of what? Of peace. Plan for peace. And sickness and destruction and misery and sorrow. And disasters and all kind of stuff. I plan to mess you up. Oh, it's not up there? Okay, let's go it again. See, can we read what's up there? Plans for peace. And what else? Well-being and not for disasters. To give you a future and a hope. King James said, expect it in. I don't want you to even live your life and wind up being destroyed. I want you to live your life and you could join Paul. And what did Paul say? Paul said, I have fought a good fight. Didn't he say it? I have finished my course. Now I'm ready. I kept the faith. Now I'm ready. What happened? Because he kept his mind on him. Hallelujah. And so God wants you and I to have a God inside minded. All the persecution, all the opposition that he faced, and all the pressure that were put on him, he kept his mind. Can you imagine having preachers? And yeah, I can. Having preachers preaching against you. He was in prison. He said, they plan to add to my imprisonment, but they don't know they're helping me. He said, I come to this conclusion, well, in pretense and truth, our truth, the gospel is preached. Hallelujah. You know, somebody can pretend like they so love you. Yep, we got all this. He said, I don't care. He said, all these things, and his conclusion, nay, in all these things, we are more than what conquerors. Hallelujah. And Jeremiah said, I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you. You know, And you know, that ought to ignite something on the inside of us. God has already planned my life. It's planned and it's good, because God knows it. Why did he want you to have his thoughts? So he can reveal his plan to you. Because he wants you to live just like he does. Can you imagine God being troubled about something? Can you imagine God wake up one morning, because he never sleep nor slumber, all of a sudden, oh, what am I going to do about that? You know, all this stuff, he sees all this stuff that's going on in this world, on this earth. He sees everything far that go. You think he's troubled about it? No, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us so we can get the revelation from the Spirit what to do. Because the one that's causing all the trouble has already been defeated. Hallelujah. Let me move on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what he gave me, so I'm going to read it to you. Think my thoughts after me. Fill your heart. full of them. And let that be your meditation all the day long. They will fill your life full of my goodness and bring total satisfaction to you each day you live. And you will find out that there is nothing boring about me. Hallelujah. As you fill your hearts with my love and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you will find out and discover that this is the life that I plan for you all the time. This life is Christ. This life in Christ will give you heaven's best. You will understand much better why I say it in Matthew 6:33. You can put that up, and that's in the Amplified Classic. Matthew 6:33. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33. But seek, aim at, strive after. But do what? Seek, aim at, and what? Strive after. Do what? That means you're putting forth some effort. And to put that effort forth, there will be a lot of times to follow this instruction because he's given you what to do. Hallelujah. And it will cause you, some time that you will need to pull away and separate yourself to pray or read or study or meditate. The flesh don't want to cooperate. But you have to remember that you put your flesh in its place and let it know, I'm in charge, not you. You don't tell me what to do, when to pray. I tell you when I'm going to pray. And you have nothing to say but just yield, because I'm giving instruction. Amen? And there'll be time. You wake up on Sunday morning. Oh, I don't feel like going to church. I didn't ask you how you feel. We're going to church. We are going to assemble. Hallelujah. Anybody in this house tonight? And so he's saying, but seek, aim at, and strive after. First of all, what is the first thing you do? First of all, his kingdom. And what else? His righteousness, his way. That's what you want to find out. His way of doing and being right. Because if I find out how he does it, then I do it the way he does, then I will be right, because God is always right. God is not a man that he have to lie. God is not a man. So he can't lie, because he's not a man. He's truth all the time. Come on now. I said he's truth. I don't care what goes down. You can't change God. God is truth. God is right. God is holy. God is good. You can't change him, because if he could change him, he wouldn't be God. He'd be like the rest of them, lying, false God, pretending to be God. But he always is right. And this is why he wants your mind stayed on him. This is why he wants your heart filled with his thoughts, because he's always right about it. And when you have his mind in a situation and you be otherwise minded, then his mindset and the way of thinking will line you up with his. And you could change. Said, I was thinking wrong, but now I'm thinking right about this, and I can take the right action and get the results that I should get in this situation.